Today, we wrap up week 3 of the Wyoming legislative session, and joining me from Cheyenne to talk about it is Wyoming Public Radio News Director Bob Beck. Thanks for being here, Bob.
Thank you very much, Caroline.
Bob, there's a lot to talk about. Let's start with some of the most recent news. House Bill 135, it was called the Government Non-Discrimination Act. Many people feared that it was going to discriminate, has just been pulled. But what was that bill possibly going to do?
Well, what it was going to do and what it was intended to do is, if you're a business owner and you wanted to, let's say you didn't support same-sex marriage, or you're somebody that had some concerns about it from a religious point of view, you didn't have to serve somebody in your restaurant. You didn't have to allow them to stay in your business. And so a lot of people are right when they said it would have promoted some discrimination. What the authors of the legislation were intending to do is actually give a lot of power to the business owners and the business community without fear of retribution. If they have religious beliefs that lead them in a specific way, they could certainly live up to those beliefs and do what they like. There was a lot of backlash on this bill, and so Representative Steinmetz, Sherry Steinmetz, who's from the Torrington area, who was the main sponsor, decided to pull the bill. She wants to have a little more discussion on it. Representative Sue Wilson, who's from Cheyenne, said in a quote that, "My goal and what I hope is the goal of every Wyoming individual is to balance the rights of all of our citizens, and so we need to have this important conversation." So the belief is, if you have a religious belief that leads you in one direction or the other, you should be allowed to back up that belief and live it every day and without any fear of retribution. And so that's the conversation they're going to have in the future. But we will not be hearing that bill this session.
That was a pretty controversial bill. There were a lot of people who were kind of fired up to go and protest it. Do you think that sort of protest mindset will be transferred at all to any other bills that are currently on the table?
It's a good question. I don't know. I think possibly the two gun bills that we'll be talking about here in just a second. It's a bill that came 2 years ago that the House did support. The Senate refused to hear. And there is some senators and a couple of representatives as well that have a different piece of legislation that would hopefully protect some people in their view that could be discriminated against by religious beliefs or whatever it is. My guess is that bill might have a tough time with some people as well. What happened last time is the bills trumped each other, and I was wondering if that wouldn't happen again this time. So we do have certainly mixed point of views on discrimination in this state, and boy, they're right. There probably needs to be quite a conversation.
You mentioned some gun bills, and this week the House Judiciary Committee passed a pair of gun bills out. What exactly do they do, and what's their purpose?
Well, one will allow concealed carry on the University of Wyoming campus and community colleges across the state. The other one would allow guns to be in governmental meetings. We're here at the Jonas Center, which is not owned by the legislature, so I don't know that'll kick in anytime soon. I'm not sure what our other tenants have to say about that, because there is a big sign that says no guns allowed in this building. But it will allow, again, guns on the University of Wyoming campus in a number of situations, classroom, also at plays, also at sporting events. And so there are people that have a lot of concerns about this legislation from a safety point of view. The supporters of the legislation believe it actually makes all of us a lot safer if more people had guns. And so there's the rub. That's what the debate is going to be all about. What is the best way to keep people safe? And, and it's an old friend, we have these discussions from time to time. And typically these bills are very successful in the House of Representatives and less successful in the Senate. I know the governor has never had to actually determine whether or not he wants to sign or veto a piece of legislation of this type. And I've always been interested what he might do, and he's not allowed by law to threaten a veto. So it could be a lot of interesting discussion coming, and we will hear those bills for the first time on Monday as well.
One of the ongoing conversations and thread that's you know, people are paying attention to this session is education and education funding. And this week, there have been several bills dealing with that, omnibus bills that would propose some budget cuts and some possible tax increases. What should we be paying attention to on the education funding front?
Well, I think the one that you probably want to pay attention to is House Bill 236, and that's a bill that's coming from the Education Committee. And of all the bills, that's the one that's going to focus on the school funding model, you know, what reductions that would be constitutionally acceptable can they do there. It talks about shifting money from reserve accounts, and when you hit a certain amount of money that's gone into education, then you could possibly trigger a tax increase, a 0.5% sales tax increase to pay for some of this. And it's probably the legislation that has the best chance of probably getting through the House and the Senate. They're going to be taking testimony on that legislation Monday night. The goal is to set up a committee then that would travel across the state, take testimony, continue to work on the issue. The issue is, honestly, that there's a lot of money being spent in a number of areas. A lot of cuts took place last year, and I think the legislature has to figure out a way that they can make up a $400 million deficit in education funding. You can't tax your way out of it, is what they keep saying, and you really can't cut your way out of it. So it's going to need a combination of solutions until the economy turns around. But one of the things that they've tried to do is fund education without any type of revenue increase, any type of tax. There are people that believe that needs to change, and I think that'll be part of the conversation in the next year or so. But right now, I think they need to do a combination of different things. I think they know that, and that's what they're hoping to do with this legislation.
Well, Bob, thanks so much for keeping us informed with all of your coverage from the legislature in Cheyenne.
Thank you very much.